The next patient is Donald Henderson. The last name is H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Number one. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. And the reason for this CKD 3A is not clear to me. Even more, when we have a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with a proteinuria of 4 grams per gram of creatinine. There is no evidence of hematuria, no evidence of pyuria or cast formation, period. In the past, there is a mention in the granulomatous polyangiitis. However, I don't have evidence in the chart of the tissue diagnosis, and we know that the patient hasn't had any kidney biopsy, period. We are going to order a serology workup prior to doing a kidney biopsy. And I am going to review the chart to see if I have any evidence of this pathological diagnosis, period. Number two, the patient has a diagnosis of primary hyperparathyroidism. He went to see the surgeon in Tampa. Last week, there is evidence in the cervical area of an incision that is no more than 2 inches with absorbable stitches. And in the laboratory workup that was done a couple of days ago, the calcium remains to be elevated at 10.5. Which I have to get the pathological report in order to be able to document the pre-surgery and post-surgery state. Period PTH is not available. I am going to request an ionized calcium and a PTH for the next evaluation that is going to be pretty soon. Following number, vitamin D deficiency is not supplemented at the present time. Following number, hyperlipidemia remains unremarkable. Following number, arterial hypertension that is out of control. The blood pressure reading today is 146 over 104 with a heart rate of 100. Period, the patient is supposed to be taking several medications to control the blood pressure, but whether or not he's taking it is unknown. For the same reason, I want to see this patient with all the medicines, the bottles, in order to reconcile his medication with our list and make the necessary and adjustments in the therapy. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. Torres. And the patient is followed by Dr. Wong for the lung problems. I am suspecting that the granulomatous polyangiitis it was a pulmonary diagnosis. Thinking in the possibility of a renal compromise and being an ANCA vasculitis, we are going to do all the workup that is pertinent for glomerulopathy. Revaluation in about 6 weeks. I invested 20 minutes in reviewing the chart, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.